Recipes. In the 25 years that the Monitor has been running groups of recipes monthly, hundreds of delicious ones have been printed, and we've decided to take another trip to the archives to bring up a few recipes we think are too appetizing to let them be forgotten. Baked Pineapple by Ada M. Stokes. This recipe first appeared in December 2000. Here's what we had to say about Ada at the time. Ada Stokes is the wife of Ed Stokes, a lifetime member of the NFB of Delaware. Cooking is one of her favorite hobbies. Ingredients: 3 eggs, 2 tablespoons flour, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 20-ounce can crushed pineapple with syrup, 4 slices bread, diced, 1 stick margarine, melted. Method: beat eggs thoroughly. Add flour and sugar, mixing well. Stir in pineapple. Pour into 1 1/2 quart baking dish and place diced bread on top. Drizzle with melted margarine. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes. Dudley's Doggy Donuts by Betty Walker. This recipe first appeared in July 1994 and was provided by Dave and Betty Walker, active Federationists in Missouri who are now deceased. They loved giving this special treat to their dog. Ingredients: 2 cups whole wheat flour, 3 tablespoons oatmeal, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 egg slightly beaten, 2/3 cup boiling water, 1 bouillon cube, any flavor. Method: dissolve bouillon cube in boiling water, set aside. Mix together dry ingredients and stir in egg. Stir in bouillon with fork until dough forms a ball. Turn dough onto lightly floured surface. Roll or press to about 1/4 inch thickness. Cut with donut cutter. Gather together donut holes and scraps, flatten again, and cut more donuts. Place in microwavable baking dish. Cook on high for 10 minutes. Donuts will harden as they cool. Makes 20 donuts. If all donuts will not fit in baking dish, place half in dish and microwave on high for 7 minutes. Repeat with remaining half. Spiced Beef by Linda Snyder. This recipe first ran in October 1999. Linda Snyder was a member of the Masonic Square Club, a division of the National Federation of the Blind. Ingredients: 1 8 to 10 pound round of beef, 1 gallon water, 1 teaspoon saltpeter, 1/2 box allspice, 2 sticks cinnamon, 1 dozen cloves, 1 cup sugar, 1 quart salt. Method: bring all ingredients, except beef, to a boil and cook for 10 minutes, then remove from heat. When cool, add round of beef and store for 2 weeks. Weight it down. Turn meat over after first week. No harm will result if it remains in the mixture longer. To cook, place beef in stout kettle with lid and cover with liquid consisting of half spice mixture and half water. Cook slowly 15 to 20 minutes to the pound or until thoroughly tender. Serve cold, carving in very thin slices. I recommend serving with thin slices of homemade white bread, although biscuits or rolls may be used. Cheesy Spinach Pie by Eileen Rivera Lai. This recipe first ran in the April-May 1989 issue. It was introduced at that time like this. Eileen Rivera is a former NFB scholarship winner and is now a resident of Maryland, where she actively participates in Federation work and holds, see elsewhere in this issue, a responsible position with the Wilmer Eye Clinic at Johns Hopkins. Ingredients: 1 single pie shell, 1 1/2 cups shredded cheddar and or Swiss cheese, 1 chopped onion, 2 minced garlic cloves, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 2 packages frozen spinach, 2 tablespoons crushed oregano, 1 teaspoon each pepper, sweet basil, salt, 3 beaten eggs, 2/3 cup milk, 1/3 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1 cup cottage cheese. Method: prepare pie shell. Bake at 350 degrees for 12 minutes. Remove shell from oven and spread grated cheese in the hot shell. In a large saucepan, sauté the onion and garlic in the olive oil. Next, add the defrosted spinach and spices. Stir the mixture over medium heat for about 5 minutes. Then combine the eggs, milk, and Parmesan and cottage cheeses in the pot. Stir until mixture thickens. Pour filling into the pie shell and bake for 30 to 40 minutes. Grate with a crisp garden salad and warm rolls. Pasta Fazool by Madeline Moreno. This recipe first ran in March 2003 with this introduction. According to Joe Ruffalo, president of the NFB of New Jersey, Madeline Moreno is the label lady and ultimate volunteer. She is always ready to help. She and her husband Jerry are members of the Northern New Jersey chapter and dedicated Federationists. Madeline says that this dish is often pronounced pasta fazool. Some make it more liquid, like a soup, but she makes it more like a pasta dish. If you like it soupier, don't drain the beans. She and Jerry are now active in the NFB of North Carolina. Ingredients: 1 16-ounce box elbow macaroni, 1 6-ounce can tomato paste, 16 ounces water or chicken broth, 1 16-ounce can cannelli beans or chickpeas, drained, garlic cloves, as many as you dare, 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1 quarter teaspoon onion powder, pinch of basil, salt and pepper to taste. Method: cook macaroni according to package directions. While you are waiting for the salted water to boil, place olive oil in a 3-quart saucepan on medium heat. Brown garlic, some prefer to mince it finely. When the garlic is browned, add the can of tomato paste to the pan. Occasionally stir for a couple of minutes, then add water or chicken broth. Bring liquid back to a boil, add beans and remaining ingredients, cover pot and lower heat to simmer. Cook for about 20 minutes, serves 3 to 4.